Ukraine security issue.
Already 41 settlements have been liberated from the invaders by the armed forces of Ukraine in the southern direction. This was announced in a video message by President Volodymyr Zelensky. According to him, retreat and Russians mine everything in their way – power lines, communications, buildings, forests and fields. At the peak of mine contamination in Ukraine, there were 300,000 square kilometers of life-threatening territory. To this date, it is necessary to demine another 170,000 square kilometers, in particular in places where fighting is still going on. According to Volodymyr Zelensky, demining Ukraine of mines will take decades and we cannot wait so long. For now, the mined area has been reduced thanks to the heroism of Ukrainian sappers and the help of the international community. I'm grateful to our partners who are already implementing mine clearance assistance projects. These are the USA, Canada and Great Britain, as well as Denmark, Norway, Estonia, Austria, Poland, Japan, Switzerland, Sweden, Slovakia, UN structures. Any person on earth, everyone who supports Ukraine, can make a personal contribution through our United 24 charity platform. In particular, thanks to such aid, we have already purchased the first most effective demining machine, Armtrek 400, which is currently operating in the Kharkiv region. It covers 1.5 hectares in 1 hour, fully guaranteeing the disposal of mines. Spouses died because of a rocket attack on a high-rise building in Mykolaiv on Friday night. Their 16-year-old son survived because he was sleeping in another room. This was announced by Kirill Tymoshenko, deputy head of the Office of the President of Ukraine. Vitaly Kim, the head of the Mykolaiv Regional Military Administration, reported that the number of dead under the rubble of the building had increased to 6 and 2 people were injured. The Ministry of Foreign Affairs of Ukraine called on the international community to neutralize the military cooperation between Russia and Iran against the background of the supply of drones. This was announced by the spokesperson of Ukraine's Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Oleg Nikolenko, commenting on the Sky News report that Russia handed Iran samples of Western weapons, which were allegedly intended as military aid to Ukraine in exchange for receiving Iranian drones. All weapons that cross the Ukrainian border are under the close control of the government of Ukraine and our partners. At the same time, the Ukrainian side continues to reveal the facts of Tehran's transfer of Iranian weapons to Russia, which is using them for the war against Ukraine, said Nikolenko. Iran is also increasing the production of weapons that can be used against third countries in the Middle East, the foreign ministry spokesman added. According to him, it is critically important for the international community to maximize efforts to neutralize the destructive interaction between Russia and Iran in the military sphere. Aid from the European Union will cover a significant part of Ukraine's budget deficit for next year, which will amount to $38 billion. This was announced by Prime Minister Denis Shmyhal. He thanked the European Commission for the program, which provides for monthly payments of 1.5 billion euros, a total of 18 billion per year. Funds are issued in the form of a loan for up to 35 years. People's Deputy of Ukraine, member of the Budget Committee Pavlo Bakunets, is convinced that the European Parliament and the Council of European Union will approve this program. Almost half of next annual budget is money received thanks to our international partners. Most of them are grant funds, but we will have to return some of them via loan funds. The European Commission has already approved a package of financial assistance in the amount of 18 billion euros out of the 38 minimum required for our country to pass next year. This is a huge amount. We believe that the European Parliament will approve it and we understand that this assistance will be provided to us. It will go to our infrastructure, which is in large part of the country has been destroyed by the occupier and will need to be restored. In Melitopol, the Russian occupiers continue to terrorize the local population. They rob, take away housing and cars, deprive them of the opportunity to purchase products and basic necessities. In addition, people cannot get medical help. Invaders massively remove equipment and machinery from enterprises and give gas stations under the control of Russian oligarchs. The mayor of Melitopol, Ivan Fedorov, told on the air on the telethon. They take away machine tools, equipment and all warehouse stocks from the factories. Moreover, what is left and can be exported, they divide between their fake oligarchs from the DNR and the temporarily occupied Crimea. As for the civilian population, their houses, apartments and cars, today all this is nationalized. For example, they take apartments for their officers, cars for their soldiers. Occupants move into houses. There are whole villages where Russians settle. Residents of the deoccupied villages of the south tell journalists about their bitter experience of communication with the Russian invaders. Russians behave the same everywhere and are annoyed by the higher standard of living in Ukraine, said Alina Belous, a resident of the village of the Хрещенівка. They abused a lot. The worst thing was when the Kadyrovets came. They bullied to the utmost. They shot over people's heads, they enjoy themselves showing that they are masters here. As they said, we came here for a long time and forever. That's what they said. In addition, when I spoke with them for the first time, their officer, 19, 20 years old, was standing there and he was like, who allowed you to live so well? With his hands on the machine gun. And you can't say anything because everyone around you has machine guns. You just can't say anything. Russia is hitting the civilian infrastructure of Ukraine to destroy the morale of a population. Strikes on power facilities will have consequences for associated water supply and heating systems. This was reported by the UK Minister of Defense with reference to intelligence data. The department noted that since October 10, Russia has attacked Ukraine with a series of attacks on the electric power infrastructure. The last intensive strikes were carried out on October 31, when hydroelectric power plants were targeted for the first time. The strikes resulted in significant damage to power plants. Plant and emergency power outages have become commonplace in some parts of Ukraine, especially in Kyiv, the report says. Since Russia is trying to steal Ukrainian land, identity and holidays, it cannot be allowed to do this. It is the text of the electronic petition on the website of the Kyiv City Council, which emphasizes that it is important to play the main Christmas tree this year. Opinions of Kyiv residents about the Christmas tree this year are different. Some residents of the capital are in favor of the Christmas tree, others are against it. The authors of the petition emphasize that Christmas and the New Year in the conditions of war are not a whim. It is proposed to install a Christmas tree not with budget funds but with the money of patrons. In addition, they urge not to organize mass events. Other Kyiv residents decide against Christmas tree. They created another petition calling for the Christmas tree not to be installed during the war. They believe that it will not be appropriate.